Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I got a big one. My brother made me a stand for it to sit up. And I forgot it along with my notebook. All right. Call this meeting to order. You recording?
Yeah.
It is 6:32. We have a quorum. Our clerk, Michael Seeds. Our treasurer, Carol Tracy. And trustee, Chris Kilpatrick. That approved the minutes from last meeting. I didn't get one.
I didn't get one for myself either. I handed them out to everybody except for us.
Except for us, right?
Yeah.
That's all right.
No, I didn't get one.
See,
like I knew I was missing something.
Yeah.
Motion to approve the minutes for Thursday, February 18th, 2021.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Vote passes 3-0. All right. Time for the clerk's report.
All right, so our issues with getting the mailbox is all taken care of. It is now officially back in the township's rule. So, post office was fun whenever it comes to that. We also attended the annual meeting. I don't know, Chris, if you want to talk any more about that, you're more than welcome to.
No, go ahead.
It's our yearly meeting that we meet with all the townships. That's put on by the Butler County Engineering Department. Every year I think it's going to be boring, and every year they always have something kind of new and interesting to hear about and find out about. And then the only other things that I did some work up on the website. I did throw, I don't know if you guys saw that on Facebook or not, the history of Rose Hill. I thought that was really interesting, so I threw that up on our website as well. So Marshall, you'll always be out there. And then also put a page up on there about the plaque that we did for the Few Thieves as well. So that's a new page that's up there. A couple pictures. On that, normal stuff. That's all I got.
All right. Carol?
Okay, so our reconciliation for last month, our beginning balance was $523,156.64. Cleared transactions were $13,153.77. The deposits credits were $36.80. Our cleared balance was $510,039.67. But with the uncleared transactions of $31,653.02, our ending balance is $478,386.65. It was a short month, so we had a lot of uncleared balances, which we didn't have last month.
Have you been through the vouchers yet, Michael?
I'm sorry?
I said, have you been through the vouchers yet?
Oh, yeah.
Have you had time to? It's staple.
All the fun stuff in the world. I do like the final payment of the road grazing.
Yeah. We did. We made the final payment on the road grader. So.
We're debt free at the moment.
At the moment.
Trickle chargers, all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. Actually, I didn't think I saw anything. Oh.
Which one?
Amp roller is a switch.
The what?
It's a switch.
The ham roller?
The ham roller, Murphy tractor.
Oh.
I meant to text you and tell you it was a switch.
Oh, not a filter?
No. That's all right, though. I just do that for my record so I know when things are being replaced. It's the AC and heater switch. Everything looks good. Motion to approve vouchers for the month of February 2021.
Second.
We've had discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Bill passes 3-0. My turn, huh?
Your turn.
All right. Overseer's report. We've been doing a lot of cleaning on the equipment, getting things working and keeping it up to date. The red truck's starting to use 2 quarts every 3 and 4 days. So the 420 was fixed with a cat, then we cleaned and detailed it, greased it. We did the motor grader, put the new air filters in, blew out the cabin filters. It's like a whole new machine now. PT1, we pulled it in clean. I got stuff the other day to charge the AC because it was a little warm going to lunch. The three of us in there. Brandon and I took a drive looking at drainage issues while it was raining. And trees that we need to be trimming. We rebuilt County Line 1. Gail, that's the one south of Pawnee between 120 and 130. What? County Line 1, that's between 120 and 130th. I know you struggle with the numbers. We started base work on 180th-3 for the chip seal. Roller, we bought the heater switch for it. It also needs a door latch and the AC charged. County Line 2 still has some good base on it, but we had to add some rock to it, but it's in a lot better shape. We put a new culvert in there south of the cemetery on Metal Arc and started cleaning the west ditch out. And we'll continue when it dries up. PT2. They ordered the computer for the third time. This time he took it in to get the right one. Had a citizen in the township with a tractor and a tree saw. That was, we'd had him come out and do some tree work, see what it looked like, see how clean it was versus us stripping the trees. And it looked like a chainsaw had sawed through it. Very clean job. So we'll talk more about them in a little bit. We're still cleaning up trash all over the place. There's a TV I noticed today out on 140th.
It's going to get worse with the fob at the green side.
Just so you guys know, there's a pile of trees out there west of the shop. You guys are citizens. Put your trees there, not in the ditch, please. And it's fairly solid all the way back to the pile. You guys are more than welcome to dump any tree limbs or anything.
Excuse me, can I come out and get some limbs for firewood?
I have no problem with that.
Tree trunk and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I can swim.
Help yourself.
All right, I'll find out where you are. I'll call you.
That'll work. We're building a press to push the teeth out on the grader. We graded several miles during the rain, after the rain, before the rain. There's a list of them down below. And we had stockpiled some 1.5 gray KG&E at the quarry, or from the quarry at the shop. But after going in there Saturday and seeing their pile was as big as our pile, we are stockpiling the rest of what they got, which isn't a whole lot. So we'll have it for our chip seal projects. Materials hauled by the township, 1,855 tons. Materials hauled by contractors, 921.53. I never did get the gas.
The gas, what gas?
The gas for this month. What was it, 24 gallons or something like
it's
that?
It's on the vouchers.
Yeah.
Good.
I didn't have it, but anyways, the red diesel, 768 gallons. Green diesel, 648 gallons. Everything's up and going except for PT2, and we're just waiting on them to program the ECM. And that's all I have for that.
So the Southwind Oil, all I had was dyed diesel.
Yeah, it's a Senex card for gas.
Oh. It's registered.
Yeah, I couldn't pull it up when I was in the stupid shop. It was being cantankerous.
That was 24 gallons.
24, okay.
24,170.
It's mostly the diesels that we have to keep track of. All right. Well, time to move down to the board discussion. We've made a new section of this so we can talk about things in the public. And we've had a problem with, I don't know how do I want to say that. The citizens talking out of turn.
Yeah.
And so we really ask that you wait until the citizen discussion on here for any questions or comments. Clerk's log, how are we on that?
What about it?
Are you, last time we had talked, I think you had everything but like last year or something.
Oh no, I've got everything since, there's two different reports. There's a Julie one that went up to, I think, 2016. And then from 17 on, I have updated it and kept it all in there. So okay. It is on OneDrive.
Can we print that out?
All of it?
Sure. I mean, why?
I don't mind. I just want to go through it.
Okay.
It's so on the OneDrive, though.
I'll have to get with you and open up the computer and have you show me.
Okay.
I just have trouble with it. It wants to bounce all over the place.
The clerk's log, all it is a record of our votes.
Right.
So it just has the votes, at least the stuff that I have done. All I've got is just a record of the votes and who voted what way.
Right.
But yeah, I'll be happy to get that for you. I can send it to you in an email or I can print it out.
Okay.
Which would you prefer?
I'd prefer printed.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Not a problem.
So I'm going to put it
in. Do you want me just to do for the last... Since I've been on?
Yeah, just do it since you've been on.
Okay.
Because I think I have it for when Julie was on.
Okay. Well, if you always want to get to it, it's out there on the OneDrive.
Yeah, I struggle with that OneDrive for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong there. All right. So, as many people wanted to know what the plans was with roads, I kind of printed out a little bit. a lot of our roads are down to about nothing. And when I say nothing, it's when I stick the grater blade smooth or teeth in the ground. We're talking half inch and I'm in dirt. And some of them are just have a lot of spots of just bare dirt. And so we've been patching and patching and patching. But the other day when we went up to County Line and worked on it, it had more potholes than I had seen in any road. And when I started grading it, I pulled mud up. And so instead of dumping rock on there and doing it two or three times, I pulled the edges up and put new base down and then re-rocked it. Because some of these roads we have rocked several times already this year, and it's just not lasting because there's no base underneath it. I have budgeted $250,000 for the rock, and that's supposed to say trucking, which leaves us a little over $300,000 for bills and payroll.
Our annual budget is $254,000 right now.
Is what?
$254,000. That's what we are approved. Is $554,000.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Sorry.
$554,000, so that's $300,000. $304,000 for payroll, bills, stuff like that. And that's just an estimate. You know, I keep track of every load of rock that comes out of the quarry, whether we haul it or one of the other guys haul it. And I forgot my notebook because it's got a more detailed
list in there. How many truckloads went on County Line 1? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many truckloads went on there. I don't have them counted. There was
that was done by Bannon, right?
No,
that was done by all of us.
Oh, okay.
We hauled, Bannon hauled, and Pioneer hauled.
Okay.
Because when you put the 1x3 down, you don't want cars driving on it very long. You want to get it covered just as quick as possible. But if you look across here at the cost to put base rock down, costs us $15,575.99 for 20-foot width, a mile long. What are we chip sealing, 20-foot?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that doesn't include trucking. That's just the cost of base material. Now, the actual load count, I don't know the actual load count. I didn't count. But the actual cost of the 1x3 was $3,020.88. The base screening was $3,553.91. And then we covered that with 1.5 KG&E was $3,510.19. So we were just... We were about 10,083 dollars in material without trucking. Doing it this way versus putting 4 inches of base down in your 1.5 inches of surface rock. Which if we did it that way, it'd have been 25,000 plus trucking. But I just kind of put some numbers together. And part of that 18,000 that we had this month went to 183 down there where the motorcycle ramp was, is what it was called, over the culvert.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have that hump there anymore. We've leveled that
those
out.
Those roads, you said chip seal's going to be 20 feet?
20 foot wide.
I think it's 22 or something like that. I can't.
That road's a lot wider than 20 feet.
Yeah, there's... There's a lot of roads that are more than...
Right there? Where the motorcycle... I just drove down it.
It's 20, 22, 23 feet. You got to go a little bit past so your edges don't fall apart. And they've pushed the rock out a little bit further than where I had it. I got to go pull it back in. So I've got a list of roads here that are just thin to nothing. But we can't afford to rebuild every road in the township. But when's our road counters going to be here?
I got them in last week, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, Tuesday or Wednesday. Or Thursday.
When we get a road count with this budget and the rock, I figure I can rebuild 7 to 8 miles of road, including the chip seal. Not the chip seal from last year. The chip seal for next year.
7 or 8, you said?
7 to 8 miles. Because it cost $13,406.45 with trucking. That's with Bannon and Pioneer Trucking. It was $10,073 and some change, or $84 to say, without trucking. Once we get our belly dump going, then trucking will get cut down quite a bit, so we won't have that extra. But it cost a lot of money to rebuild a road.
All right, so I'm just trying to, the third bullet that I even got in here. 130 on rock annually out of 540.
That's what we spent last year.
Okay. And a big portion of that was chip seal projects.
Yeah, when you go through the records, we had September, you guys put base on the chip seal projects.
Right.
So
I guess what I'm just trying to understand.
We're short on rock because over the last few years, we just haven't hauled a whole lot of rock.
Okay. I guess what I'm just wanting to understand is that you've budgeted $250,000 for rock and repairs, just for the rock and repairs. And you're saying a majority of the $130,000 that we spent last year was for chip seal. So if we're taking another $130,000 for 3 miles worth of road, is that leaving us enough to still have $130,000 to chip seal?
Yeah, approximately. Because what did we carry over? $235,000?
Yeah, I wrote it down. Yeah, something like that.
So, and it's going to cost us I just figured 170 because oil prices are going up.
Right.
So that gives us 60,000 left out of that carryover.
Okay.
That 60,000 is more than enough to cover the chip seals.
The rock for the chip seal?
The rock for the chip seal for that's happening this year.
Okay, so this $130,000 wasn't...
That's what was spent last year on rock.
Okay, but that wasn't just for the chip seal then?
No, that was for chip seal and...
And everything else.
And everything else.
Okay, so you're saying that on the 3 miles that we pick for next year, that $60,000 will be able to be used to base...
To base those.
Okay, and yep. Then we're looking at another $150,000 or so
right.
To get them chip sealed. Okay.
So, yep, I figured that $235,000... is more than enough to base the roads and pay for the chip seal. And then we have this year's budget to manage the roads this year and get some of these back in shape. We've hauled a lot of rock already because they've made gray rock. But as I was saying, they're running out in a hurry. They have maybe 10 loads left. Now they have the 1¼ clean and the 1 inch clean for driveways. That stuff breaks down in a hurry. All of our 1¼ we put on the roads is gone. It was gone within a month. And
what about putting like a harder rock on top of that 1½? when you're building them so that dust stays down?
I'd love to.
I know it's more expensive, but it would stay together.
Right.
I mean, because all of that that's been put around our house, it's pretty much gone.
Yeah. And I'm trying
dust.
To, but finding, getting trucking from Sedan and Cedarvale and Moline and those places, if we have a guy just hauling, it's expensive. So I'm trying to find backhauls. If I can find backhauls where we can get it dumped in our yard for the trucking at least half price or
two-thirds
of the price.
I mean, that
in the long run,
that
it pays for itself.
I was going to say, it would cut down on dust and it would last twice as long at least, I would think.
And that's the plan once we rebuild a road, is to put a hard surface rock on there after it's pressed down. Go in, water it, lay the nice surface rock on, and we ain't got to touch it. I mean, I need to go up there and brush county line, but that road it was so hard that our big ham roller was bouncing off the ground, literally. You could see the bounce marks. That's how hard it was. And so, yeah, adding a good hard surface rock is just finding the trucking that's affordable. I mean, we could send our trucks down there, but, you know, we're to get 50 ton, well, not quite 50, we'll get 25 and 18, so 33, 43 tons once a day.
And a backhaul, I assume what that means is that
it's discounted rate big time.
Because
they're coming back already. I'm looking at trucks that are going down to Tulsa with grain or, you know, Arc City or someplace like that.
As long as they have a load both ways, they're cheaper.
It's a lot cheaper for the backhaul.
Okay.
And so, because where's that Pioneer deal at? He's got the price on there to haul from Cedarvale. That's the... Because we used to get a guy out of Burden to haul, and it was $500 a load just for trucking at 25 tons.
I don't know what I did with it. I put it in here, though.
Anyways, trucking's very expensive, and that's what's eating us up. Now, in a month or two, when they're out of Gray Rock, then I can look at sending the guys down there for a load and just stop.
It's right here. Somebody else has got one.
$15 a ton to go to Cedarvale or Howard Court.
How big is his biggest truck?
He can haul, I believe, I want to say he can put 28 tons on his end dump.
What does a semi haul?
25 to 30. Oh, so I mean, that's the end dump. He's got an end dump. They haul a little bit more than the belly dumps do. I think he's rated at about 28 on it, on the end dump. And so, and that's going to be...
I think we need to do something for dust.
Yes. $450 a load trucking. So if I can get it down to, you know, 250, 300,
but
that would save us a lot.
A load of one of those loads, how far would it go? On top
not
of
not very far.
No.
I mean,
it's going to reduce 7-8 miles a year. Down to 5 or 6 that we could rebuild a year.
Yeah, it would. The cost of that rock would take us down, but we wouldn't want to use that rock on a chip seal road.
No.
So I mean, it would.
But for some of these roads that
it would take a mile of road
later,
out for sure.
Later to do for the chip seal.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, put a surface wear on there.
I feel sorry for people that live on these Because I work out in it, and I'm sick by the end of the day on some of those days. I think it's something we need to consider. I know we'd have to put a pencil to it on.
I've just been trying to find backhaul trucks to try to get it a little cheaper. Because I know Mike Smith out of Burden would haul it. But like I said, he's $450, $500 a ton. So
find out from them.
I've got a lot of phone calls out there. Randy's been calling a lot of guys, too, trying to help me out. Trying to get some. Because, I mean, that's exactly what we want to do is put some good surface wear on there. Harden the road up so you don't have near the dust. And the other thing is to get our tanks and do our calcium dust control. Once we get the road good and hard, like county line, once I go brush it, we'll roll it again, then I won't touch it. We can spray the calcium chloride on there and we won't have dust. But I can't grade it again. Because once you agitate the calcium chloride, you have to respray it.
How much does that cost for
a mile? $1,500 a mile.
Per mile.
Per mile. So, I mean, our high traffic miles, it's definitely worth it. So that would be what? Well, we got 71. Well, we got to take the additions out. So
well, and we've got 7 miles of chip seal as well. So
we're
about 35 miles. That would have to
35
be
miles.
That are the main roads.
At 1,500 is 42,000
a month.
A month?
No. Put it down once. And don't touch it all summer.
So we don't grade.
Nope. We got so much other stuff to do. Not when we get the roads good and hard, we don't have to. If you start getting potholes, you go out there with rock in the backhoe and you just patch the little hole and be done with it.
Okay.
Some of these roads are starting to seal over and get good and sealed over where they don't have a whole lot of dust.
Which ones?
Well,
mine's not bad. Even after him grading last night,
had good moisture. A lot of them are in. Tomorrow we're gonna get the water truck and the roller out and water and roll a lot of them just to settle the dust down. But some of them had to be worked up. They were just getting too bad. We had the moisture to grade, but I haven't driven on metal art. I graded it before the rain. How bad is it? I graded yours last night.
I know.
The other mile. The one in front of the cemetery.
Pretty dusty.
In front of the cemetery still.
And that from West Star or whatever they're called, that road's dusty.
Oh, God. It's got so much sand in it that it just breaks it down.
It needs more sand.
I know. Sand doesn't help the road get hard. Mm-hmm. We want the roads to get super hard.
And that's one of the roads that's on the chip seal.
Yeah.
Yep, we got to get rid of that sand, though, because that road will never hold up. We'll end up with another 140 issue, like the detour.
I don't notice much sand on that road. When did they put sand on it?
On that mile between your farms?
Mm-hmm.
They put a lot of sand on there.
Hmm.
There's a lot of sand in there. I try to shove it all off to one side, but you'll notice the washboards. I'm trying to get some of that cream mix back in so that we'll harden up. Okay.
So when we go to build a road for chip seal, is the cream rock not good enough?
No.
I'm just saying for the final layer. Because, I mean, what they did on mine was they put a bunch on there and then they rolled over it and it hardened it.
Right. And then it's dissipated.
Well, I understand that, but that was when we were supposed to have it chip sealed.
Right.
So if we would have had it chip sealed,
but look at the look at the chip seal roads up north where they did that. They put the cream down and then chip sealed over
but
it.
They didn't have any water. any moisture when they get
You mean the roads that on the detour roads?
Yep.
I don't know if you can take that as, I mean, there's so much traffic on that.
To a point, but look at 180th.
Okay.
And 170th. Look how much coal patch has been done to it. It needs it now because somebody turned an excavator and somebody hit it with the rippers. But we haven't coal patched either one of those miles of road. And they have gray under them.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I mean,
you got 170th around there, and it's...
So on the roads that we're going to be doing for this year, that were prepped from last year, you're going to go back with the gray rock and pack it back in. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Because, I mean, you see the dirt coming through.
Okay.
I don't want to dump any more one-inch rock on there, an inch and a half rock, and get your neighbor mad at me again.
Oh, Doris.
Yeah. But no, yeah, I mean, putting that 1x3 down and covering it with screening is just making it super hard.
Okay.
And with us watering it in, I mean, it does. It's glazing over solid.
If you can get the water and then the packer, then I just think it would.
Oh, yeah. And so.
Okay. So $240,000 a year or $250,000 for rock and repairs.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have a little. We have approximately,
also.
Huh?
You said that was trucking also.
Mm-hmm.
He said
that's the extra trucking.
Well, that would have to be a over and above.
No, the like Pioneer and Bannon and those guys. I've got it figured in.
Right. Oh, okay, but not to go to truck it from wherever.
Not for from, that 450 alone.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we haven't. When we finally get some hits on that and stuff, we can talk more about that, getting it trucked up here. Because I'd love to get some Cedarvale rock up here because it does. If it mixed in with that gray KG&E, I'll tell you what, we'd have like concrete. Because that's what they put in the asphalt and concrete, is the rock down from down there.
Okay. Okay, cool.
And so, any questions?
Not right now.
Kind of got it at the moment, what I'm picturing. I had a more detailed formula for us, and I left my pink notebook at home that has everything I've done written down. I thought I was running late.
Okay.
But you guys kind of see the 4 inches of base at 20 foot is... $15,600, and you verse that to the 1x4, which is I spent $6,500.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you now?
Yep.
So I'm trying to do everything I can to save us money and get more for the dollar. But when you take and figure it up, it's a lot cheaper to do it this way, and plus it's getting a lot harder.
Okay. All
right. Ready to move on?
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, update on PT2 and PT3. As I said earlier, he came out and took the computer off because he's ordered two different computers. There's little bars, they're kind of L-shaped. And there's so many different shapes in such different positions. He took it off, took it in. They've got the right one. They're programming it. It'll be out this week. Told him I'm tired of everybody getting on my butt. We've cleaned up PT3 quite a bit. I did talk to that one company. There is a no bottom dollar. That cell company that Richland used. It's like Purple Wave.
Okay.
There's not a bottom dollar fee or anything like that.
Okay.
If we don't agree to the price, there's like no charge.
Okay.
Do we know what's wrong with it? Why is it using oil?
The front main seal and rear main seal are leaking.
What does that cost to fix?
A lot.
They have to drop the engine. What'd you say? It was like $25,000?
Oh no. $5,000 to $7,000.
$5,000 to $7,000. Okay, that was a little off.
Yeah, you're off.
A little bit off. I mean, by the time you put that on there, we're going to be needing tires by the end of the year. So there's, you know, $300 a tire. There's eight of those.
Yeah, but that's a cost you're going to have regardless.
Right, but I'm just looking at the overall picture. We got a truck worth $45,000-$50,000 on a good day. So you start adding everything up, and it's just not worth it. Plus, it's so heavy when it's loaded down with 17, 18 tons turning on these chip seal roads, it's starting to turn it up a little bit. So even if we hold the weight down in the bed, the truck still weighs quite a bit empty.
Again,
the gravel good.
It does pack the gravel good. I did an entire mile the other day with it. I have no complaints other than it scares me about the oil leak, because one of these days I think that seal is going to go and the operator's not going to be quick enough on the key button to get her shut off, and we're going to lose a motor, and the motor costs more than what the truck's worth. So anyways, that's where we're at. So as soon as PT2 comes in, we can throw her up for sale. I washed it the other day and got a lot of the stuff off of it, but it's hard when you're going to that quarry to keep it clean. All right. Big purchases coming up. We've talked about the dump truck. We want to X-nay the truck for this year.
We want to what?
Scratch replacing PT4.
Is that the red? Yeah. Is that the red?
I'd at least like to put it off until closer to the end of the year to see where we're at.
Okay. That's the red fire truck.
250, yeah.
Okay.
And if we're looking at $107,000 for the dump truck, hoping that we get
$50,000. I mean, it's a good truck, though.
But the truck looks like it's got a million miles on it.
What, the red truck?
Mm-hmm. You can...
Oh.
For... The seat's got duct tape on it.
I mean, should we... Could we keep it as a backup truck? Yes. But, I mean, it's...
No, I mean... The big truck.
I'm not talking
about the 250.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about PT3.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Well, he wasn't.
Oh, you weren't?
He thought.
PT3 is pushing, they quit making that truck. So here in a few years, they're going to be done making parts.
Yeah, but I mean.
You can get
they
parts.
They quit making parts for my John Deere is 70 years
it's
old.
A little different for your John Deere versus a Sterling.
Our trucks are over 30 years old at Belcher. We still get parts.
You got a Sterling?
Sorry, I stopped. We have the same motor and a couple of trucks.
Motor, but not window accessories and stuff like that. They've already stopped making the window motors. Trust me, I researched the heck out of it before I even bring it up to these guys.
I can hook you up with some people that sell you parts.
So.
Go to Freightline first.
It's got $174,000 on it. We're right at the point where.
$174,000? Oh, I thought last time it was just over $100,000.
PT2 has just over $100,000. It's got $174,000, which is still light. Right now we're in the point of that we can still get that $40,000, $45,000, $50,000. If we wait a year or 2 years, you can forget it. What somebody's going to do is they're going to buy the truck, they're going to go through it, fix it up, and either use it or try to make more money.
I'm definitely willing to see what we can get out of it. I mean, if, you know, If we can get half of what it would cost, that makes me feel a lot more comfortable.
Right.
You know, to have a brand new one at 107, it's not quite half, but I mean, as I stated,
it's not. But we've got a.
You have 50,000, it'd be good.
Yeah, I mean, as I stated last month, you know, my key is that I don't want us to have a huge debt. I don't think that's fair to board members going past us. So
I get it. I'm all right with that, and that's the reason.
Okay.
We're also looking at, by the end of the year, needing grader tires, so we need a budget in for that.
That's what, 20,000?
At least.
I think that's what it was last time.
Really?
And that's been a few years ago.
Yeah.
They aren't cheap.
That's the reason I'm bringing it up.
It's a grader payment.
Yep.
Well, and that's done now.
So yep. We got to hold off until next year.
What are plans for a tractor? We have a nice tractor, don't we?
We have an alright tractor. It's not really that nice. We need to talk about if we're going to look at trading it the next year or two, then we'll leave it alone. If not, then I'm going to start fixing it.
The John Deere?
The dash. Yep, it needs the circuit board for the dash, which is several $100. I don't remember what else it needs. I don't have that.
Is that the instrument panel and op that's been like that for...
Yeah, you can't tell when it's getting hot, and so they run it until it starts to die.
Somebody brought up about an aftermarket that we could put on it.
Well, people bring up things all the time, and you just can't find them.
Well, I'm trying to remember who said it. Do you remember, Gal?
Put a gauge on it.
Yeah, maybe that's all it was just a gauge. I don't remember.
It did. Apparently, it didn't work, and it was new, and why it wasn't fixed then, I have no idea.
Mm. Well, the instrument panel used to work.
Well, they should have fixed it right then instead of fooling around. It's been this way for 5 years.
You wouldn't believe the stuff that I've had to fix has been this way for this many years.
Past membership.
But before we start throwing a bunch of dollars at it, I want to know if it's something that we want to look at trading or keeping for a while longer.
I would prefer not. Unless it's got major mechanical problems again. I mean,
I don't think it does.
Can you put a gauge just for like the temperature deal?
Check and see.
I'll bet somebody is
But for the guys to run it till it dies because it's gotten hot, there's no
okay.
Catch.
So
yeah, no, I
so
hear
the,
that. I get that.
That
we're in buying a motor.
That guy that lives at the corner.
Steve.
Yeah, he does. I mean, and he is certified.
Yeah, he does work on stuff and stuff
what,
like that.
Can he do?
We can put the instrument panel in. That's not a problem.
Yeah, but if that's several $1,000, it'd be nice to just have a gauge that would at least fix
I don't know how much it is. I haven't checked on it.
Oh, okay.
That's the reason I'm asking. It's an old piece of equipment. We've had it since 2001 or 2.
Not that.
But it's a John Deere. They're supposed to last forever.
Oh, yeah, they last forever.
Mine's about a 60.
So...
You didn't okay. have it until after 4 because it wasn't bought when I was on the board.
2000 something.
It had to be 5 or 6.
Well, 5 or 6, but I think it was a couple years old then because they only made them 6420s premiums for a few years.
It was after 4.
So, I think it was a state turn-in.
I don't like
it. I mean, if we want to look at budgeting for the next 4 years. Based upon, let's say, half of our budget going to rock, then I think we pick one major thing
at a time.
You know, that we look at replacing. And now that we've got the grader paid off, you know, if it's, you know, if this year it's the Sterling, and we can get that paid off, you know, next year we could look at X, so on and so forth. If we can stretch it out for the next,
if you don't find something major wrong with it,
right? Is that does that make sense?
But we can't do this. You know, we can talk a little bit behind closed doors, but we can't do a lot and make decisions. So,
no,
that's
I mean,
we have to discuss this because it's a quorum otherwise,
right?
And so,
I mean, if you know, again, and if some fantastic deal comes along. That it would be stupid for us to not do it, then we should probably try to do it.
Okay.
But again, we just, you know, the more money that we have out there, the less money for everything else, right?
And so that's the reason I put the stuff on here, like the greater tires that are coming. You know, if I can get through the year on them into next year, I'm going to do my best. But it is an expense that's going to come up within the next year. All right. Anything else about equipment? How are we coming with the meeting?
Down here. So, all right.
I saw an email earlier.
Yeah, and I immediately got out of there. That free thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you actually want to be able to have somebody call you? That's $30 a month. You know, and so it came into these things. So here's, I found something that is an app on my phone, but I didn't get really a chance to work it. So how about if I do this for the time being until we test out this other one to see if it works and see if it's going to be useful. I'll can utilize my Zoom account. Okay. That we can post out on the website for a phone number each month.
Okay.
That's the other thing, is that if you, oh, you want to keep this phone number or keep this PIN number the same over and over again, okay, it was another additional cost. They just had these little things.
I didn't read a whole lot into it, but I read a little bit of it. Yeah. I'm like, I must have been trying to charge him because he deleted that awfully quick.
I did. It's like, you guys are killing me. So this app looks, you know, I didn't play around with it a lot. The only thing that's kind of a bummer about it is that if you want to keep that phone number or that PIN number, is that you've got to use it at least once a month. Our meetings don't always equal out to be a month. Sometimes they're longer. So it just means that me or whoever it would be would have to go in there and start the meeting before those 30 days, just so it'll reset it to go to another 30 days.
I got you.
Not a huge problem, but I can't see spending $80, $90 a month an hour meeting or 2 hour meeting.
Especially when they can get on afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I mean, if we want to, you know, it would be nice. But I also don't want to see a huge cost whenever it comes to it. Right. I think it would be nice to be able to. I mean, when we had to do it because of the pandemic, you know, it was not that very many people showed up.
I couldn't get logged on.
But, you know, it was, you know, it worked out really well. So, I mean, right, allowing us to have that capability is kind of nice.
You know, we have a few older people that are handicapped that just can't get here. And so they just keep hammering me about it. I say, we're working on it.
So for next week, they go in
and listen to the recording, but they'd like to feel like they're present.
So for next month, I will set up on the website a link or a number for the Zoom.
Zoom count, okay. All right.
So Jim, you'll get an update.
Okay. I did talk with, help me out here, payroll.
Kansas Department of Labor?
Yes. Okay, and salary, we're fine with requiring him to work 43, 45, 50 hours. Not constantly, but to say it is fine, but we cannot do flex time with salary. He has to be hourly.
See, that's not the way
it's
they told
comp
me.
Time. For salary. It's a rigmarole.
Is that what?
But at this point, he's clocking in out every day. I mean, he's basically hourly anyways.
Well, then we should just switch him to hourly.
Right. And I asked him if he cared whether he got a bonus at the end of everything like you guys did last year, or whether, you know, we just did overtime. He didn't care. He'd rather have overtime.
I know he would.
Well, I don't know how much his bonus was. I haven't figured up the deal. But
Each year is different. I mean, he got a bigger bonus last year because he worked whenever Randy was gone. Once Randy left.
I'm talking, we're going to be looking at maybe 40 hours of overtime.
This year?
Yeah.
I know we don't have it on the agenda, but I mean, I would say that we just move them to hourly then.
Right.
Because I mean, they told me the exact opposite. 40 hours were the hours. Anything over 40 hours, you had to pay, whether it be a flex time, comp time, or overtime.
Not on salary.
They even told me that on salary.
I think your guy was mad at you.
He was kind of a jerk.
My lady
when I talked
was so
to
nice.
Okay.
She was such a sweetheart because I'm like, I'm trying to get this figured out, and I don't want us to get in trouble.
I just think I think I would rather. I mean, the whole flex comp time blew his mind. And I understood where he was coming from. I think that the big concern that we had in the past was the point that the amount of hours that he was working, it would break our budget.
Break the bank, right.
So, but if that is something that is more controlled and we have better scheduling, especially now with you here, I would rather just move him to an hourly associate at his whatever that would come out to be per hour.
I think it's like $20 an hour.
Yeah, something like that.
And he was fine with that. He, like I said, you know, he's made strides in the last month, and it's unreal. We got to talk a little bit today, but we didn't have a whole lot of time because he had to get out of there.
So that would be 40 hours a week at $20.
That's about where he's at, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember. It's close to that, though.
13.
I just say that
13 something every 2 weeks.
Yeah, after taxes.
So you can figure.
But how long has he been with us?
2 years.
2 years.
He started about the same time I did.
Has he had a raise?
Yeah, he had one last year. We do it all. We usually did in March.
The only reason I said that is because, I mean, when I came in, you seen the pictures of the shop, the equipment, all that stuff. He's changed and doing a lot better job. I just want to make sure it stays there. And, you know, in a month or two, if he's still on track, I have no problem doing it.
So are we going to wait 2 or 3 months before we move him to hourly? Or do we want to vote on that tonight?
I'm going to say we vote on it tonight so we don't get in trouble.
Okay, so
I meant to put something up here.
And the new pay period just starts tomorrow, so that would be perfect.
Okay.
So. And you've talked to him about it.
Yeah, we talked this afternoon about going from hourly to salary.
No, from salary to hourly.
Salary to hourly. And he's fine with that.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's not like he's going to make any less.
Okay.
I'm not going to dock him pay.
That's the only I wanted to make sure.
No, we'll keep him making the same money. It's just we got to.
So I'm going to throw out any of the, he doesn't have very much. I think like 12 hours of flex time. Do we honor that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, so that'll be an item eight.
We'll have to set a limit on the overtime, like 40, 50 hours, and that's it.
Well, that's got to be, I mean, that's got to be the overseer.
Well, it's.
I understand that, but we aren't going to notice it until we run the payroll.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it's too late.
Right,
I mean, if we know that...
Let's get it figured up. I don't plan on having any overtime till the next meeting. Unless, you know, weather breaks and we can get after building a road. It's nice. We also talked about working 4/10s, and then that would really stop. You know, that'll help not have overtime. Because the biggest problem is, you know, like Randy and Doug leave at 3 o'clock. And so it's been nice having Pioneer. He's still going, bringing me material, and I'm working until 5:30, 6 o'clock, getting this stuff done and covered. Because a couple of times I'd have been in trouble.
Or 11
so
o'clock
you,
at night.
Are you?
No, it was 2 a.m. when I quit last night.
Are you clocking in?
Oh yeah.
Well, you'll have to quit if we go. If you're
salaried. No. He's staying salaried.
I know, but
I clock in. So if somebody says you're not working, Then you can pull up the hours.
He gets flex time, just wow. He falls under that.
But we can't do flex time with on salary.
You have to do comp time, which is the same thing. It's just called.
You mentioned that last meeting that it's two different things.
It's two different things. Flex time, if your shop hours are from 7 to 3 o'clock, flex time is allowing an employee to work from 6 to 2.
Okay.
That's flex time. Comp time is totally different. It has to be taken, well, within the same pay period is what they say, but that's... In the government, they allow you to carry it a year. I don't know how they get by, but the labor standard says it has to be used within the pay period, but somehow the government gets around it. So I know there's a way, because we used to use that. We used a compressed schedule instead. We're on the 4-10s.
I'm not going to beat on anybody's door saying they're not giving me my time.
Research the 4-10 thing, because that may incur you have to take and pay them an hour lunch.
I take what?
You talked about doing a 4-10, 4 10-hour days.
Right.
That may drive you to making them take a paid one-hour lunch.
Most of the time, we just eat and keep going. We took a couple lunches, but the guys don't really. We pay them.
I mean, we
lunch
pay
them
for lunch now.
Right. But and you're only doing a 30-minute pay.
Correct. You've read the document. You've read the
well,
book.
Huh?
You've read the book.
I think the other day we took an hour because we were
tired. You're the boss.
Well, you know,
I mean, the
by
only
time
thing
you
that,
get somewhere and order something to eat and get back, 30 minutes ain't enough time.
I mean, the only thing that I get concerned with, which was the same concern I had last year when Randy wanted to take off, and he was the only person,
right.
Was what if something's going on? Now, you live close, so you're just kind of screwed. But that's my only concern. If we need him a fifth day, I guess we're paying him overtime. But it just needs to be made aware is that 4 10-hour shifts, but there could be a fifth day or a sixth day or even a seventh day.
If we get into a predicament.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't see a predicament like that. I see...
Are we going to do another
working
snowstorm?
On chip seal projects.
We're going to have 30 inches of rain.
The quarry's open from 7 to 5. And so we can be moving material from 7 to 5. And that's why I looked at 4-10s for just a few weeks to get the material out.
I am
there.
Totally fine with 4-10s. I mean, that gives them a 3-day weekend. Whichever way you flip it on. Again, we would have to vote on that as well. But. And we can discuss that next time or this time. Doesn't matter to me.
No, well, we can wait till next time. I don't have anything.
Do you want to vote on Randy going
right.
Hour?
We'll add it to.
Yeah, we want to add it. We'll make it number 8.
Yeah.
Okay. All right then. Here. Okay.
So I guess I just wanted to go back to this in our handbook, which I did not update because of what I heard. For salaried employees, you are saying that it's okay for. Not flex time, comp time to begin at 43 hours. Okay. So we need
it. She told me, because I explained to her that, you know, it's hard for us to clock out for lunch, and they're paying our lunches anyways. And, you know, the travel time back and forth and everything, I said, you know, we usually get there, you know, 15, 20, 25 minutes early. We clock in, we start working around. And I said, so honestly, there's 3 hours in the day that we're not doing a whole lot, but we're still working. And she says, well, you know, some companies require you to work 45. She goes, I've had some companies that, you know, it could be up to 50.
Well, right now, the only person that's going to affect is you.
So
we need to, we also need to.
How many hours I have? I need to clock me out one day.
Okay.
Tuesday, I think.
And do you, is there a limit on how much comp time you can have?
Well, we've got, once we redo the book to say comp time, not flex time, the max you can build up is 50 hours.
That's
self-imposed.
Yeah, it is self-imposed. We totally control that.
And a boy could have unlimited, however much he has time to work.
But it doesn't carry over as well. My big thing whenever it came to that is that I don't want us to get into a point of we have
6 months of leave.
We have 6 months of leave, yeah. And then they leave, they quit, and they say they want back pay.
Yeah.
For that.
That's happened already.
It has. So, and that's why that's I don't why. Want it to happen.
Okay. So before next time, we probably
we'll have it all.
We'll need yeah. a. I'll yeah. We'll need a wordsmith it out and get it
let
figured
us
out.
Know what, yeah. What do you think?
All right. So that's that. All right, number eight. Daniela Rodella's culvert issue. So when we were at the meeting, I talked with DeVinny, and he told me to start a paper trail, basically contact an attorney, have the attorney send one of them high-dollar letters telling them to stop using it. So because she does not, they do not have the right of access off that cul-de-sac. Even though it's a cul-de-sac, it was built for, help me out here.
Yeah, that.
Her name.
The other.
Oh, Mariah?
Mariah's. It was built for Mariah's road. And so what they did was is they put a gate off of that road, and instead of driving through their own driveway, they've been cutting through our ditch, and it's caused flooding issues on Mariah's place and then our ditches and everything else. And I went over there and fixed it once and told them they couldn't use it no more until we got this figured out. And the next day, truck, load of hay, I have a video, rutted it back up.
Where's this at?
Foxbriar and I own.
So, I would prefer that we, I hate
now,
to
she's
have.
She's called me about three times.
Who, Mariah has?
No, Danielle.
Danielle.
I'm waiting on an answer. Because I told her that we needed to discuss this as a board before we, I could just what? Say no.
But we haven't got anything back from the engineering from Butler County yet, have we?
No.
So, I have a hard time paying $250 an hour for a lawyer to write up a letter to send.
Right. Well, I figured I would try to explain it to her that they don't have the right. She needs to use her own driveway.
Well, I would like to see about us writing a letter to her, a certified letter, to make it feel somewhat that we mean business. And if that doesn't work out, then we will have to get lawyers.
She knows attorney's going to be involved.
Okay.
Because I had to explain that to her that, you know, if this doesn't work out right and you guys aren't allowed to use this, then it is a township road.
Correct.
But it's not, you can't just go to the middle of your property and decide you want to drive out of it just because.
Without proper drainage and all that stuff.
Without the proper, right, the proper channels and everything else. And
is there a way that they can fix it?
She can go right through her driveway right by her house.
And get big equipment or whatever they're using.
Yeah, they're just
for.
Taking hay to the sheep and goats in the back. But what they do is what the guy does is he'll pull up there and he'll park his truck and trailer and box the cul-de-sac. And he'll go mess with the sheep or whatever. And then he'll finally pull through there, dump his hay, he'll pull back out, leave his truck and trailer there, and go pedal around for another couple hours, locking her in. And so it's made her upset.
Okay.
But no one ever went through the proper channels to get a culvert request or anything through there.
If she requested that and they paid for it, can she use it?
We don't know if it's whose road it is. That's the other problem. We don't know if it's a township road or if it is
okay.
Mariah's
driveway.
Okay.
Their driveway. So that needs to be found out.
Okay.
Because there's part of a, it's funky how the map, the GIS, because when, I don't remember who I was talking to over there, if you look at the GIS, it goes up to Mariah's door.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes no sense.
There's no way that. The property, the roundabout goes up to her door, and that's just not right.
So we just need to get Butler County on it first.
So.
Right?
We need that. Will that would be an answer for sure.
Right.
I mean, if it is found out that
do it, but for the time being, we need them to stop using it because it's causing flooding issues, and I'm tired of taking the backhoe over there every time and fixing it. So we're not flooding Mariah's house.
Well, I don't know what we can do. I mean, telling her to do it, even if we got a lawyer to write something up, I don't know how much that's going to change.
I don't either. But if we send them a certified letter, then tell them they can't use it for now until we get the word back. But,
okay. You
know, I've told them they can't use it the next day. I went through there. Then the next day she called me and asked me if they could use it. So, and it wouldn't be that big a deal, but bless Mariah's heart, you know.
I don't know where this is. This is at one.
When you go out county 63rd line. To county line, mm-hmm. Go north, and it's the first cul-de-sac going back to the east.
Oh.
You go all the way back to the east, and then you go left.
Okay.
And so she runs a small business out of there, and they're building a building back there, and he's got some kind of shop going in. I don't know.
Yeah, old car restoration.
Tara Jacks.
Yeah, she's one of the. That's not a real name.
That's not a real name, but that's her username for the Rose Hill Neighborhood Watch.
Right. I knew that name. I heard it.
Yeah. And so.
All right, I will attempt to do up a certified letter then.
Okay.
And I'll let you guys review it, and if you're good with it, then we can go ahead and get it sent down.
That'll work. All right. Board business. We talked about the carport. For the tractors and the mowers to keep the hoses and stuff. I got an estimate back at $18.95.
That seems really cheap.
It's just one of those.
How big is it?
Right there.
Only that one? Only that size?
No, it's 9 foot tall.
That seems really cheap.
That's all you get. That's the reason it says two, because I got to buy 10 for the side, so that puts me over 2,000.
Oh, so all right.
If I go through them, it costs a whole lot for the 10, but if I go through Menards, I can get it cheaper. But it still puts me over 2,000. What were you thinking?
No, it's just still I don't know. I mean, it's
because then
so we need $4,000.
No. That's it, right there.
When $2,000.
Just a little over $2,000.
For a 9 foot tall.
For basically that size, but 9 foot tall.
So that wide, and that wide is going to be enough to fit all of our equipment in.
We're putting the batwing mower and the boom mower and the tractor in there.
And then you won't get sidewalls.
Yep, we'll put the two sidewalls on it. Where we'll put it out there, we'll be able to back up the boom mower on the backside. And then we'll be able to back the tractor and the batwing in on the other.
Okay. It just seems real cheap. I mean, I'm happy with that.
Carports aren't.
But they're not very expensive. Okay. It's just a carport.
Okay. They put them up about 2 hours, so there's no labor cost.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I just, you know, and
I think that
we've got to,
what, 11, 9,
I mean, 5? We've got to have something that I assume we're going to cement it down or something to give it some weight so it doesn't blow away.
You'll get them long spikes, and then we can, if you want to.
I just don't want something cheap that's going to fall apart in the
air.
We
can put a couple of those blocks on there because my dad's had his for 15 years, and they've never gone anywhere.
Okay.
So. It's just temporary, and then when we get done and we have our building, if we ever get to that point, then we can use it to store our road sand and salt in.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Because, I mean, you look at the hoses and stuff on the mower sitting out there all winter, they're starting to deteriorate. I don't want to be replacing all that stuff, especially the boom mower. And trying to get all that stuff in that one shop.
Okay.
The pain.
I mean, if it's $2,000, then
yeah, it was like $2,200 and some change, and so I just put $2,000 to $3,000 just easier that way. In case we wanted to put a couple concrete blocks on the side and put some cables down to it to anchor it down, because them blocks are what, $50 a piece?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty cheap.
And the cable wouldn't cost a whole lot. You could, a couple bucks a foot.
They drive those stakes.
Yeah, they drive the stakes and it ain't going nowhere.
The barn guys that are whoever built my shed, it's a movable one and they're just stakes.
Like 4 foot long.
And that thing is...
Yeah. It ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
All right.
And the stakes would look nicer than the concrete thingies.
Yeah. I was just trying to entertain him. All right, so make a motion to purchase a cardboard for the tractors and mowers storage. She's on it.
She is on it.
We've had the discussion, so all in favor?
Aye.
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 Vote carries 3-0. All right, we talked about selling the old water truck trailer, the V-plow, and the culvert trailer. Remember which ones those are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we need to list those separately for each motion, or just do a motion for all of them? Okay. I make a motion to sell the tank trailer.
Are you going to put a price on them? I mean, are you going to make somebody give
I've
me a
got,
list?
I've got a price on the tank trailer right now of, I believe, $2,000. I will double check that. But that's more than what the one brought the other day on Purple Wave. We could have bought it for $1,100.
And the culvert trailer, just needs gone.
Yeah, I just figured I'm going to put those on Facebook and see what somebody offers. Steve might want to buy the culvert trailer.
No. 1,400 is as high as I was going to go in the tanker.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Okay.
Why do you want to sell the V-plow?
Don't need it.
Well, you never know. You might get a 6-foot snow one of these years. It don't owe you anything.
We got a plow. Got to plow through it.
Don't owe you nothing.
Just taking up yard space rusting. If it doesn't bring nothing, then I won't get rid of it.
Make it bring what it should, and it's like brand new.
What should it bring?
I have no idea. Call Cat and find out what one costs. So, I bet it'll surprise you what it costs.
Oh, I'm sure it will surprise me what they cost new. But what they're worth and what...
selling it, they don't owe you anything. It's not costing anything to keep it.
True.
You got 10 acres. You can park it out there behind them trees.
True, but if we can turn it into some money.
And make it worth your while if you do that.
Well, that's the whole point of it.
Okay, let's find out what they sell new and see if Cat do something
with it. Cat won't do nothing with it. We'll have to look at Colorado or one of those places. But, yeah.
Cat doesn't ever sell them used. I mean, John Deere's do.
Everybody that's got a V-plow around here has had them forever. But we don't have snows like that anymore. Only people that buy V-plows are up north and out west.
We could have sold it this weekend in Denver.
Oh, yeah. Another good snow. All right, anyways. I make a motion to sell the tank trailer, V-plow, and culvert trailer. I have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I'll say it
just
again.
Just make the V-plow.
I'm not going to give it away.
Okay.
I have no intentions of that.
Okay.
All right. Consider hiring Pioneer Excavating. We've kind of been using them already.
I didn't notice this, or equally reputable contractor. We've got a contract for Pioneer. I don't.
Yeah,
let's get rid of the or. If we have another person, then we will hire them as well.
Right. Does that make sense to you?
Like, I just don't want that on there, that motion.
Oh, no, I'm just, if somebody had.
Does somebody out there have this?
The Pioneer Excavating contract?
No.
Okay.
You do, Allie.
Right.
Can I have it back, please?
He said, can I? He didn't say, give it.
Yeah.
Come on, you got another one. Come on.
So.
Okay.
No, in case somebody else had a trucking company that could.
I think we need to go through each one because we need to make sure that they have the insurance, they have all that stuff.
I understand.
And we could get Jack Armstrong.
He got truck and trailer?
I'm sure he does.
I mean, if he'll haul for $350 a ton, I'm all for it. And insurance and everything. All right. I make a motion to hire Pioneer Excavating.
What are we doing hiring them? I mean...
It's Hall Rock.
The Hall Rock. We're making it official.
Okay. But, I mean, they've already been hauling it.
Right.
And so
we're
does Bannon.
We're making it official. Correct.
Is Bannon official?
Yes.
Bannon's been official
oh, okay.
for years.
Okay.
We're just making it official.
Okay. Yeah.
We've got their insurance and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Scratch that out too.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. It's just somebody's in trouble about. Who else had the mower? Who had the mower?
What?
Steve had the mower, right? Ashpoint had the tree trimmer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve had what?
Right.
The tree trimmer that we used.
Big saw.
Oh.
All right. Getting it done. Enterprises is the tree trimming company that we demoed.
Where are they from?
Down the road.
Down the road. 140th in Indianola.
So they're in our county?
You know Richard Lees? His son, Keith. So yes, they're in our township. So I make a motion to hire Getting It Done Enterprises to do tree trimming.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 What do they run?
$120 an hour.
$120 an hour. He's got a case tractor with two big old saw blades on it and on a boom.
Okay. It's not something we'll do all the time, though, right? It's just
no. This is just for in front of people's houses that really have a complaint and stuff like that. Because, I mean, if you work really good at it, you can pop those trees without them being terrible. I don't think that's bad for the cemetery, do you? I did a good job. I popped them, but I was careful how I did it. Okay. The disc gang itself is $2,800. Next
what's
item.
What's a disc?
For the front of the grave.
And we've got an actual, because this is the $2,800?
$2,800. For the disc, just for the gang. It doesn't include the framework.
Okay.
So the framework is going to cost what the steel cost.
I would prefer that we get an estimate from them so we have something in writing.
I wasn't going to have some. We were going to build it.
Oh.
Save that cost.
Oh, you are
Bobby gonna... Johnson's said we can come measure his, and he's more than happy to come over and give us insights and whatever.
Okay, so this is going to be a project with Steve and you do with
yep.
his welding. Okay.
So
we're just looking at the cost for the materials and then the pay for Steve and you.
Right.
Okay.
What do you use the disc for?
It's to take the edge of the road. You know, when you have that lip there, the water can't get in the ditch. It chews it up. It's like it.
And reclaims it. Helps it pull.
Shreds it up, and then I can pull it to the road, and it blows away in the wind.
Yeah, because I've got a new one out my driveway.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's hard not to get rid of them, but I can't pull that stuff from the road either whole because it'll be.
So we're looking at approximately $6,000.
At the most, I think.
Okay, so let's just put that in there, and then if let's go to 7,000 to give you a little
up to 7,000. Just give me a little wiggle room.
Is that all right?
I'm good with that.
Carol, are you good with that?
If it's something we need, I don't know enough about what it is.
We used to have one.
Yep.
It's probably by that, by our V plow.
Yeah.
No, it got sold on Purple Wave.
I'm just giving Gil a hard time.
Maybe you could.
We could cut that down and use that.
Use that speed college income for a cup to pay for this thing.
Absolutely.
That's my thinking. That's the reason I got want to sell so much stuff is just sitting around.
Okay, so all just right. Cap it at 7. We're good.
Cap it at 7. Okay. I make a motion to buy the materials for the disc for the grader. With a max of 7,000.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 You still didn't get those emails, did you?
Nope.
I think they're at $46. And
for
the other one's like $12.50.
For the tanks?
Yep. It's on Purple Wave. I don't plan.
How big were these?
The two for $12.50 are 2,000-gallon tanks. Now these other two of them are the agitation to agitate it. They're like 300 gallons each, one on top of the other with pipes hooking to each other.
And this is for what? Is this for the slurry or whatever?
It's not a slurry, but it's kind of the same thing as like the de-icer.
Okay, so we're looking at to buy these. So we can then buy
the calcium stuff
uh-huh, to put down
the road for dust control.
And how much did you say the cost of this was?
The
for these
for the tanks?
Yeah.
I don't want to spend over a couple $100 on it. Okay. You want me to be honest?
But then the calcium is $1,000 to $1,500.
Well, the calcium costs $3,500 for a 350-gallon tote, but that does quite a bit. And so the average
so that
cost
would do 3 miles.
The average cost, yeah, is $1,500 a mile.
Look, I appreciate the whole point of that this is going to work, but I'm a little leery. I'm not sold on the point that this calcium or dirt glue or anything else that we've got.
You got dirt glue, right?
I've got dirt glue.
Yeah.
Is actually going to work. So if it's $200, $300, those could be reused or resold without an issue. But I don't want to spend a whole bunch of money on something that would just be sitting there if the calcium doesn't work.
Right. I know what you're saying.
Okay.
Dude.
I went to school for this in Iowa. I went to a class up there.
For the dust?
Mm-hmm. For the dust control, the calcium chloride.
Does anybody else around here use it?
Bobby Johnson did it in the county line between 150th and 160th last year. He didn't read that route all summer. Remember, he got into it with Butler County because the detour people were coming down his route, so he had to do the calcium.
Did it work?
It held up further, but you know all that traffic.
Yeah.
And his sandy roads.
Now the next thing.
But between 150th and 160th, they also dropped down the millings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the county came in and put the rock base in and everything, and then they put that calcium.
Yeah, they didn't put millings on that one, on county line. They did ours, but not his. They put base material down on his.
On 150th and 160th.
The road that's 150
on county line between 150 and 160 is base.
Cream rock. 150 and 160th. Sorry. I'm going the other way. I'm going north.
Yeah, yeah. Not our road.
Okay, sorry. okay.
Yeah, they put the de-icer, kind of stuff down. They add a little bit of calcium chloride, and it does hold the dust down.
I'm for.
Okay, so you're saying $500?
Yeah, I don't want to spend a whole lot on this. Right. I want to try to get it as cheap as possible. I told you that for.
Okay,
forever.
Cap it at 500, and I'm good.
All right. Approved purchase of tanks for dust control up to $500.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Here's the warranty for the 420 that we just spent all that money on.
How many hours of travel do we have?
That's paying them to travel back and forth to work on it. How much did we pay them to come back and forth to work on it?
Oh, okay. So I was assuming 1,500 hours was the hours time.
No. It's the warranty. This is covering powertrain and hydraulics, and it includes the travel to come out and work on it.
Up to 1,500
hours.
Hours.
1,000 hours, 1,500 hours, 2,000 hours.
And this is, okay, so hydraulics and the powertrain.
That's your motor, transmission, hydraulic pump, your big important stuff like that. Intake and EGR valve we just replaced, that have been covered, because that's part of your powertrain.
Okay, and parts are included with this as well?
Mm-hmm.
So, 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah.
How many before that? I can't remember how much stuff. We haven't had a lot of work done on it, but we probably needed to have a lot of work done on it. Okay. I don't know what to say. Whenever it comes to the amount of
warranty's up on it now and renewing the warranty.
No, the warranty's been up.
We just did a bill for $5,000 to fix something that if we would have had the warranty on it, it would have covered it.
Okay.
Which is unfortunate that we didn't do that.
What truck is that?
The backhoe.
Oh.
The 420. I'm gonna say in 36 months and 1,000 hours that thing needs to go anyways.
Okay.
It's starting to get old. And in 3 years,
I'll be gone. Won't matter.
Okay. But, I mean, that's kind of the way I look at it. I don't think we put 1,000 hours on it a year. I don't think we put 300 on it a year.
Right.
But I think 36 months, 1,000 hours is plenty, because we'll need to be looking at trading it off by then, because it'll be aged by then.
Yeah, I'm still don't quite know why we bought it in the first place, but
why we bought it?
Yeah. For as much as we use, I mean, we've been using it a lot more.
How you say?
But at the time, it didn't make sense to just rent one. But
well, rent one or contract.
Yeah, I'm with a leasing thing. So.
All right. So okay, you gonna go with option A then?
I'm good with option A.
All right,
Carol.
Yeah.
Any insight there? All right.
If we need warranty.
Yeah, that and the grader need warranty, and the excavator. But I think the grader and the excavator.
I'm thinking the excavator is what we shouldn't have got. Anyhow, never mind. Sorry.
It'll get its money's worth, and then we get rid of it. Because it's going to get used a lot.
Okay.
Anyways, now this is the rubber tired one.
Right.
All right.
This is a warranty through CAD.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I make a motion to purchase extended warranty for 36 months, 1,000 hours with travel for $21,45.50.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, we're adding number 8. I make a motion to move Randy from salary to hourly. And keep his pay the same and honor his flex time.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 I'm going to
All right. Now the fun part.
Russ,
what do you got to say?
Oh, it's our turn?
Yeah, citizen discussion.
I forgot.
All right, meeting adjourned.
Chris, I'm Robin Harris. I've been having a lot of discussion with you in the last few weeks. I think it was about potholes on Mockingbird and 120th.
They're gone.
I know. I asked if you'd take care of it, and you texted right back and said, you know, I used your little format on your leave a message. It works great. And you said, thanks a lot. We'll get right on it. And the next day, it was done. And I looked at that, and I thought, so is this the road? Or what? Potholes are great. I drove on it. Seemed okay. So I said, okay. So I drove on up to my property, and further south I went, I saw you graded the whole cotton picking.
Well, not all of it, but a lot of it. Everything that was messed up.
Which was all of 123rd and what's that other?
Valley View.
Okay. And so, and you guys have been talking about roads and stuff, and I told you once that I didn't know anything about roads. And what it takes. But what I want to know is, these guys live on Valley View and 123rd, okay? And you know this one.
Mm-hmm.
This one? I like that.
I know that one and that one.
We got him out of jail just to come tonight. we love Dwight. But anyway, so where we are tonight, is that road ready to chip seal?
No.
Okay, what's it ready for?
To last a little bit longer, so we don't have to put rock down.
Rock. Well, and we're not here to jump on you. I heard you say a while ago you're tired of having people on your butts. I came to meetings here 3 years ago and they called the daggum police. Remember? I mean, it was terrible.
I think I was in the hay field that night and it was my stepmom that was here.
We're not here to do any of that. Okay. Right. We're here because we want to do something with our roads, but we don't know where we are exactly, and we've kicked around some stuff. These guys have some great ideas, and so that's why we got together last night in my garage, had a little meeting, and anyway, decided we'd come and talk to you. Instead of having you try to get you to come to our place, and so that's what we're doing here.
I missed out on steak, by the way.
Missed out on what?
Missed out on steak.
Steak.
Yeah.
I was on the grater. I'm sorry. You know?
But we're not here to give you a hard time.
It's all right.
It's not whatsoever. Just that, no, we're not here to do that. But I do appreciate how fast you get back to people on email. That's important. And for these guys to find out. And they wanted me to be sending all the emails, and so that's why you've been hearing from me.
Right.
So it's nice to meet you. And
nice to put a face to a name.
Like for myself and all of us to have a good relationship with you guys and the whole board, okay? That's where I want to walk out the door with tonight.
Yep.
Okay? So that's my question. Okay, so we need what now? We need rock?
Well, to prep.
We want a chip seal. That's what we, you know, we have asphalt. If it, a part of Mockingbird, that
it got hard.
Got hard. It's good, isn't it? I don't really need anything in front. It's in front of his house and my. I don't think that needs anything done to it. Do you?
Oh, our house either.
Well, no. No, it doesn't need anything right now, but we won't chip seal over that because it will eventually break down.
Okay.
All asphalt breaks down.
Forever.
Asphalt over years breaks down. It just naturally does.
Yeah. I mean, and concrete will start cracking and.
It does. Our ground moves so much that it does.
So to
chip seal a road, we go off of traffic count.
Correct.
And we're working our highest traffic counts to our lowest. With an addition, you got 35 homes, I believe. Mm-hmm. So 70 cars a day 90 max with teenagers and families. So it's really hard for us to chip seal an addition right
well,
now.
Well, here's the biggest problem we have on roads, in my opinion, is UPS, FedEx, and the school buses.
Trash truck and lawnmower trailers.
They're all on schedule.
There you go.
You know, they're all on the schedule. Therefore, and I'm retired, I walk my dogs a lot. I can. And here these guys come barreling down the road, taking the curbs. And all the potholes were caused by them coming into that road off 120th about three times faster than they needed to be.
You ought to see my gravel cul-de-sacs and how bad they are.
Well, but... And I know, and I've been sitting here listening to you guys, and I'm going, my God, they got a hell of a problem with it, you know. And it is a problem, but at the same time, we got a hell of a lot of property sitting in those 35 homes, those lots. There's a lot of money sitting out there.
Right.
And you know what? All those it's all filled up. It's not so much the for the cars and stuff. It's the dust coming in the homes.
Right.
Okay, it's allergies. I mean, it's stuff that can lead to COPD. You know that. And I'm not, this not.
Horses with asthma.
I have two horses that have COPD because of it.
So it's got, yeah. We need to have a solution if we can. And we just need to know where we stand on that.
On a chip seal factor, it's probably pretty far down the list unless.
What's that mean?
It's going to be one of the last. The main roads are going to be the first ones done.
So you're doing 7-8 a year, and you've got how many?
We're doing three a year.
Three and a half.
We're doing three and a half done this year.
You said 35 miles?
No, well, there's 70.
77 miles.
There's 73 and a quarter miles total.
But some of that's already chip sealed.
Some of that's already done.
There's 6 miles.
6 miles of chip seal. So.
Well, here's the next question. I'm sorry. I'm part of this group.
You go ahead.
I'm the youngest member.
Baby.
I'm the same. So here's my question. I understand the chip seal. I get it with the traffic. I'll just start driving circles around the neighborhood to increase the traffic. But
it don't work. It tells on you.
I'm off all day, and then I like to drive. So no, but the reality is, my question is there a way for us to get the harder rock then for our neighborhood just to cut down dust?
Honestly, for the money you'd spend on the hard rock, you'd be better off pulling your money and paying for the chip seal.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay for the chip and seal when I'm in a township.
I understand that.
No, I'm just being honest with you. I mean, I want you to do what we can do as a township. I know the roads were what they were when I bought the house.
Right.
And I'm totally fine with that.
And that's the reason I came in there and took a chance on fixing it the way I did, because we were spending money on coal patch like crazy. I mean, I found receipts in a file cabinet the other day of thousands and thousands of dollars in coal patch, and it's just gone. And so I took a chance with what I did, maybe screwing it up, maybe not, but it seemed like it worked pretty good. So it'll continue, you know, if we continue to keep fixing the millings that we have down, then I want to try to preserve that as long as I can, because for us to rent a mixer, it was $12,000 for a week to mix it under and like you did, 140th and County Line. And so,
I can't tell. I'm half deaf, by the way. So
that's all right.
No, so the other thing is, we have a drainage issue right there on Valley View, right where my house is. I'm the first one on Valley View.
Okay.
And so me and the... Yeah, north, sorry.
120th.
Going off 123rd. Yeah. First one north.
120th.
On which?
120th. 120th.
Yeah, Pawnee and Valley View.
Okay.
So, right there, my neighbor's house, actually, Saps, is the one that has the major issue. But it all comes down from that Devlin building and then crosses under Saps because somebody put a culvert in there. And then it floods Saps' yard, and then it floods into the back of my yard, and it washes through my yard. Is there any way, like that ditch on the east side, can we get it dug down some?
Dwight informed me about it. I just haven't had a chance to go up there and take a look at it. But it's on my list to come look at it.
When they did the new construction, they didn't dig that ditch out. So there's a place in there, and unfortunately, it's right where that culvert crosses east-west, where the water just pools. And
right.
The place it has to go is to the west under the road.
Yeah. I don't know him all the time, by the way, if you want to.
Okay.
The problem there is that from the culvert northward to Pawnee, the ditch actually goes up instead of a downward slope.
Right.
So anything from the second house up to Pawnee comes down to the culvert, and everything south of that goes to the culvert, so you got it coming in from two different ways, and it all needs to basically flow to Pawnee, which is taking the backhoe and digging it out.
Yeah, but now they've got curb and gutter, and that's going to make it hard to drain to.
Well, they've kind of got the curb and gutter, but they still have a real deep ditch on his side.
Right.
So there's still
just have to look at it and take the laser and shoot it.
Yeah.
What about
the other question? With the rain we're going to get, they're talking like here Wednesday. Would any benefits come from just bringing the roller by right afterwards while it's really wet? And just running over it with the roller to kind of really try to pack everything
I have
down.
Two others I got to do.
Okay, we'll be number three.
Yep. Unfortunately, no, they put in these millings and several housing additions, and they've worked. They've kept the dust down. Mm-hmm. So, but they are a pain to keep under control. They either get hard or they turn to nothing. And so I got a little U shape over off county line that is just horrible. I mean, I feel terrible for those people driving down it. I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to fix it like I did you guys's, because it is so chunked up and holy. But I've got to do something with it.
Yeah. Something that I've lived there, literally built the first house, okay? Lived there for going on 40 years. Watch the roads be built. Something that I think don't think everybody's aware of is that, and I'm going to say 10, Rick did it, I can't say 10, 12 years ago, something like that, came in and he got that slag concrete out of the concrete plant up at Andover, and they packed that in there, and fought for years to get them to finally crown the roads, because they were grading them flat and putting a dam along each side,
mm-hmm.
and then they'd go soft. We had the bottom go out of some spots quite a few years ago.
Right.
But he came in there and put that stuff on, and since then we've had a base. We haven't had any, now we get a pothole every now and then, we get asbestos chunks out, but we've even filled them ourselves and held them that way.
Right.
Then when they came in, and I don't know quite what they did, I know they got the grindings out of Andover Road for free. And got them brought in, and I don't know what the labor cost was on doing that, but they did get that.
That was before your time, wasn't it?
We didn't get it for free, but it was very cheap.
Yeah, it was paid for.
Anyway, they got that put on there, and the stretches that they got packed well, and I don't know what the difference was. There were stretches that went down well. There was other stretches that they just didn't seem to ever get smooth and hard.
Some of it's got more oil in it than others.
Well, and it could be, but that was almost all new asphalt that was laid within the last couple of years or on Butler Road, or I call it Andover Road.
Right.
But
I know
so
I built that
there
road.
There shouldn't have been a lot of difference in what came out of it. And I don't know why it went in different, but there were stretches that didn't get put down as well. Is there anything, I've heard all kinds of things about building a base and all that. We've got a 20-foot wide base, everything except up to that cul-de-sac. And I mean, we've got a 20-foot wide base. One issue is the drainage needs to be fixed right away, because it's going to start creating problems. The other thing is over on Mockingbird, over the years, there's a little dam built up along each side of sand, gravel, whatever it is. And I've got pictures on my phone of water in this last rain, and that wasn't a big rain, running down the road. It doesn't get to the ditch from Russ's driveway north. It doesn't get to the ditch because there's a ridge along there. Now, when you graded, you pulled some of that in. Mm-hmm. But until that's gone,
you got to go through so often and slice that off. That's what the county does. That's part of the reason that disc we got, that's to help get rid of that, because you can go through and set that down and just barely take that off.
And
I just cut a little bit on 180th last night.
And they put the concrete down. Rick did that.
Yep.
Hold things to the middle and then got a crown and then put that concrete. And it was pretty ugly at the time. I mean, they went in there with a sheep's foot and everything else and beat it down. But we have not had anything other than a few
miles. Crushed concrete's great.
Well, and then they put the milling
over. It's expensive now.
I guess what I'm leading up to is there anything? I realize chip seal doesn't work unless you create a base. One of my ex-students and very good friends runs APAC, and I've talked to him about options. Is there anything that could be done on our road just to a thin coat of millings or something and roll them down to just give us a smoother surface that was sealed some of those spots that roughed up when you grade them? Now, I got no problem where they're at right now. In fact, I think we're okay except for some possible washboard.
Right.
I think, and there's a place from about midway up Mockingbird to the corner that always washboarded. It's washboarded. I don't know what there is about that, whether it's a slight incline or what it is.
It's a lack of crown and starting and stopping.
Well, there really shouldn't be much in there. I mean, it's just a spot for washboards that makes no sense.
So.
But there's nothing that can be done to just
pull
these roads together to where we can get a few more good years out of them, to where maybe by then we'll have options.
I'm playing with things, trying to preserve it the best I can, because, I mean, like I said, I looked at renting the BOMAG like they did on 140th and County Line. They went through and mixed those millings under, then added some big rock into it. And County Line's held up real good. We just finally added some rock to it before the rains, where they didn't get the rock spread out good. But the dust was down to minimal, and it worked out really great. But it was $12,000 or $13,000 to rent that thing for a week.
But
and that's
ridiculous. A concrete base under there, or the old, and it's, I don't know if you call it concrete, but it probably is again after it was beat down like it was. And that held up for 7-8 years?
At least.
Yeah, 7, 8, 9 years.
That holds up for quite a while. I mean.
And then we were starting to get some issues, but our biggest issues, and back when Jeff was on here, was that they were supposed to come in and prep that road and pull those shoulders back in before they put the millings on. And all they did was come in and put the millings on and tried to build the crown out of the millings instead of putting the millings over a crown.
Right.
I spent a lot of years on dirt roads and so forth in Oklahoma, and actually my dad's best friend ran the grader for my entire younger years, and so I
didn't know Oklahoma had a grader.
Just one.
I got one they shared through the whole state.
It didn't have any stupid computers on it, I can tell you that.
Oh, goodness.
Just a guy that could polish the road the way it needed to be. But my thinking is we got the base. I'm really hesitant to see it ground up.
But right now, it's just a matter of just trying to maintain what we have.
So what's the game plan to maintain what we have?
Just try to keep what we got smooth and as dustless as possible.
What about calcium for the neighborhood?
We could probably spray it with the calcium.
That would be better than nothing.
I'm all about the dust. I can handle the washboards better than the
dust.
We have been thrilled with the millings on the
road. Yeah, we were. It was.
It eliminated the dust. I live on the north side, which gets the most amount of the dust, and
the crown of a hill.
I have been very pleased with the road. Yeah, they got bumpy and that.
Tell you a little another story about the
millings. People slowed down in the neighborhood. We asked them to slow down. They slowed down, other than the school bus and the other people. But
and I have
What's the township?
I know, but we've tried really hard to take care of it ourselves.
The township to the east of us.
I don't know what it's called.
They got sued. Or threatened to be sued for putting millings down on a road.
Which one?
Well, Well, we're not asking for more millage. We love our millage.
I understand that. I'm just telling you, it's just funny because they put them down for dust control, and a guy had a big fancy car, and it was eating the rocker panels out of his car, flipping up when he would drive down the road.
Well, you could always get a lawsuit for something. Oh, I mean, yeah. You can steal your pocket.
Lawyered up.
You have to. You still have to water them and pack them, right?
Yeah, they don't have the. They don't have the stuff to do that over there. That's
I know, but
I mean, when they did the millings, they knew it was on. I mean, it was a 2 year thing. They said they'd last. You've gone three.
Oh, they've gotten better. We are getting. We love our roads.
This will be year three.
Yeah.
And we love them. We're taking care of them. We just, with the new grading, we don't want more dust because it's now created dust when you went through the grader.
It fixed it.
And we've got more dust. Now, it remains to be seen what happened after this rain and it dries up.
I think the roads got better since it rained.
They will. The more water you get on it, the more you drive on it, the more it'll pack back down and harden back up. I mean, we went through and put 2 tanks of water on it, and he rolled it, and then I rolled it again with the blade, and then he rolled it again.
I know you guys have a steel roller. Is there any possibility, a little bit of reading I've done, that a rubber roller would probably pack that better than a steel?
We have a rubber tired roller.
That's what you used out there, wasn't it?
No, they had steel.
We had the steel
because
gun.
Because steel's an equal pressure across, and so if there's a higher low spot, you don't get it.
We were trying to break up the pieces so they would go back to the bonding. What we need is heat. We need it to get hot again. Because as you know, when it gets 100 degrees, the asphalt melts.
Yeah.
Well, 100 degrees, asphalt melts, it's starting to bond together.
So if we maintain until it gets warm and catch a hot day, is there a chance of putting that rubber roller over, maybe some water and some rubber?
Yep. My plan is to try to keep it just like it is and try to keep the dust down.
Well, the things
until we just can't maintain it anymore.
That I'd like to see it happen soon is to get this drainage problem solved for these guys down here.
And I've got that on the list.
Because that floods those yards. I mean, it isn't. If it rains 2-3 inches quick, it's a big issue.
Right.
And then over on Mockingbird. Now, in front of my house, I don't even run water. I mean, my ditch is, we crown right there, so I got no issues. But down the other side is if we could get that water from Russ's, you know where Russ lives, right? From Russ's driveway down, and I can show you pictures, actually what comes out his driveway down the hill turns and never gets into the ditch. From his house down, it runs.
Well, if it's coming down his driveway, he needs to fix his driveway.
It's Russ's fault.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
The last meeting I was at was very uncivilized, and this has been very adult-like. And I appreciate you listening to us and at least consider it. So,
yeah, not a problem. Like I said, I want to try to do the best I can to try to hold together what we have because I know that dust is an issue. Yeah. Wow. And the day I tore it up, I had planned on watering it, but our water truck wouldn't start. And so it was kind of one of them, well, give me a couple of days. We got it started, and I got up there. And
where you got garden hose? What do you see in the future for us to get chip sealing? I know you said it's going to be a long time out, but what if we wanted to come together as a neighborhood?
You got to get with us so we can get it with the county.
Yeah, earliest this next year. I mean, because they only allow.
I'd have.
We're already pushing.
It's March already.
We're already pushing 3.5 miles with Butler County. That's pushing it. They only usually want to do 3 miles a year.
Are they the only ones that chip seal?
You can go somewhere else, but you're paying double.
Okay.
You can go to APAC. That's who we did originally with, and we're getting it for about half the price with Butler County. So,
well, he recommended that we talk to the county about it, my friend.
Right.
So we got to bypass you? Is that what you're saying?
No. It has to go through us still.
It goes through us, but it ends up it's
okay.
The county does the work.
About that in the future.
Hillwood Edition off of 180th, they paid for their half mile, and basically what they did is that they wrote a check to us, and we paid for it whenever it came to it. And the one thing that we never did get quite confirmation, but you can use it as a tax write-off based upon what we had heard.
Okay, so
I never got a full confirmation on that, but because it was basically you're giving a contribution to the township.
Okay. Yeah.
that you could write that up.
So we were donating to the township, which made it a write-off.
No.
We did that.
I'll check with my accountant on that.
We did that when they needed to raise the road, and
with
we built our pond.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being a tax, well, yeah,
yeah.
Tax credit.
There so, you go.
So, Chris, understanding the base we have, and I'm confident we probably got one of the best base roads in the county as far as base. Is there a reason, I know you? They talk about what you have to do before you chip seal, is there a reason you have to go deep to mix all that in, or is it not possible to go in and go 2 inches deep and redo it because of the base under there?
I wouldn't do nothing besides just get rid of the millings and then just
why
cover
do you get
over.
Rid of the millings?
Because they're not stable.
Wow, ours are just hard as a rock.
Well, they are.
It's only only in that one spot that it's hard. And it's going to start breaking down. You look at any asphalt road, Wichita, Rose Hill, that's the reason they repave them over so many years. Look at Butler Road. Asphalt's temporary.
Right. I understand.
It's temporary. In the heat, it breaks down. With the traffic, it breaks down. That's the reason a lot of these main big arteries have gone concrete. So you take a typical asphalt road, and you're talking 9 inches to a foot of crushed concrete under it. Andover Road out there has got a foot of crushed concrete under it. I know because I built it. And so that's a foot compacted.
What's on top of that then?
9 inches of asphalt on top of that. And so, and it's going to last, and there'll be repavement. You know, they'll go through and mill the top 3 to 6 inches off in a few years and redo it because it's just not, it doesn't last. Nothing they can do about it. Asphalt's just a temporary deal, but they're getting years out of it. So they're finding out with crushed concrete, they can get a few more years. Now they've been taking crushed concrete. They've been, the dirt underneath, they mix what they call concrete dust into the dirt, stabilize the dirt. Then they come in and put that foot of crushed concrete, and then you're 9 inches asphalt. And they're getting 10 years out of it. And it's worth the money. But a little subdivision, them millings, they're not stable. Scrape them off, put a few inches of screenings down, water them, beat them down, go over it, and be done with it.
No, but screenings.
So can you tell me what the process would be?
The gray screening.
Harder.
Right. Okay. They get hard like concrete.
Can you walk me through the process of what we would do if we want to chip seal and we pay for it?
You basically have to let us know.
Okay.
And we'd have to make sure, again, it'd be for next year.
What are those?
And then we'd have to make sure that Butler County had the availability with the roads that we want to get done as well. And then the way we did it is that we basically had a quick agreement that basically stated somebody became the representative for the There was three people, and they actually took the money and they put it into a bank account from all the different people. And they had three administrators of that. And then those people became their own little board. And whenever we went ahead and we prepped the roads, we paid for it right at get-go. And when it was completed, then they wrote us a check for the, it was $18,000.
Was that for the prep as well, or was that just for the chip seal?
Just for the chip seal.
That was just for the chip seal.
So the township paid for the prep.
Yeah. We would not do that for you guys. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, let's not. Don't kid.
We're way too serious about this.
No. Like I told Dwight on the phone, you know, prepping a road, and especially one that's, you know, had as much base and work is done as your neighborhood, it's not going to take a whole lot to prep it. But I would take the millings off because they are unstable. And over time, I mean, you look at the detour road and see how it's falling apart. It's unstable.
Yeah, but we don't have a hundredth of the traffic that has, or a thousand of them went through.
I understand that.
I can tell you how many times I use the detour.
Look at the traffic you have and the millings falling apart as they did. I mean,
We want to just make sure. I mean, again, it's our cost, you know. So
we have to maintain
to make
it
sure,
over the years,
right? And yeah, so it's you know, once it's established.
So I still got a few more questions. So when we start that, just going to throw this out there. Do all the neighbors, everybody has to be in agreement of this? Is that?
You guys have to work that out yourselves. I know that they had some issues in Hillwood, and other neighbors picked up their $1,000 for it. They only did half a mile. So.
But you don't really care because you're taking the check that we write you, right? Let's say we have.
As long as we have an agreement.
You're not asking us how many people donated for that.
No, not our issue.
What's the life of the chip seal?
Well, yeah, but it'll be something we can all discuss later. Because I'm sure there's going to be some people who are going to say, no, we're not paying.
5 years?
I mean, again, once the chip seal is done, the township will maintain it.
Right.
You guys won't have to keep on paying
$35,000
every 3 years.
How long does chip seal usually hold up, I guess, before it has to be resealed or whatever?
Usually, right
three
now?
Three to five years.
With as little traffic as we have.
Yeah.
With as minimal traffic as you have, and we put the proper base under it, I mean, you might be able to get 7 years out of it before we have to coat it.
But you would be responsible for coating when it needed.
Yep.
Yes.
Now, how does the county do it? Do they do the two-layer application?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that written down in a bylaw or anything that you guys maintain it? Is that just you guys?
For what?
That would maintain the road.
It would be in the agreement. It would be in the agreement.
It would be written in the agreement.
Okay.
But it's going to be up to us to get.
You guys have to come up with the money.
Can you ballpark what that is, a mile and a quarter?
You're looking at about $42,000.
In today's
world.
Okay. Yeah.
With oil and everything going up, it's just going to keep going.
Oh, I understand that. That's why I'm clarifying this today.
We're looking at $1,200-$1,300 a household. 35 lots.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to get everybody to pay.
Well, I know that. But.
We don't have to have a legal entity or anything.
I think they set up something, but I don't even know for sure. I could call and ask
find out about that?
How they did it. I mean, I think they just said, you know, these three people are going to be the board, and all the money goes to them, and they were the only ones. They set it up here at Emprise when we had an Emprise, and they bought one check that had three signatures, and all three of them had to sign it.
Okay.